see right through them. I got that joke from a Bazooka Joe rapper. What I have come to realize, however, is that the people who claim to be angry or upset have a bigger agenda. First, they use the language of outrage to score points against people they don't like or to make themselves feel important. But manufactured outrage is also the freeway to ideological success, the quickest way to win not only an argument, but also a career in academics, political activism, or modern dance. To be aggrieved means you've created an impenetrable wall of feeling around you. No one can question you because you're outraged. If this book doesn't sell, surely I will be outraged, and I will certainly write a book about that. I hate the outraged so much you could say I'm outraged by their outrage. The eternally angry were born from the 60s, cultivated in the 70s, coddled in the 80s, stoked in the 90s. The politically correct didn't die, they all just got agents. And this new outrage came into being via one phenomenon, tolerance. The idea of tolerance, a seemingly innocuous concept, has now become something else entirely, a way to bludgeon people into shutting up, piping down, and apologizing, when the attacked are often the ones who hold the key to common sense. They speak an unspeakable truth, and they get clobbered by the truncheon of tolerance. Tolerance has turned normal people into sheep-parrot hybrids, followers in word and deed,